We could not be more delighted.
Yes.
To welcome in, for the first time on this show, as the, once again, head coach of the Oakland Raiders, our pal, our buddy, John Gruden. Coach, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, man. I love that Leonard Skinner, man. Thank you very much for that.
Come on, little, give me three steps. Uh-huh. What's your name? That's the good stuff right there, John, as you well know.
Yes, it is.
Hey, congratulations. We're so happy for you that you're back doing what you love. John, when did you know that you had to try it again? Because everybody at some point gets that itch to scratch, and coaches tend to do it a lot. But when did you know, hey, man, I got to go back, and I got to be a coach again?
You know what, Trey? I think, honestly, it was we had the Ring of Honor event in Tampa, our Monday night broadcast, Atlanta against Tampa. I got down on the field around the old players, and I really got choked up, and I really missed being around the players, being around the game as a coach. So I think that really choked me up. That really pushed me over the edge that night, and here I am, and I'm really excited to be back with the Oakland Raiders.
That is amazing you said that. We were watching that, me and my wife on TV, and after that halftime finished, my wife turned to me and she said, he's going back to coaching. You could just tell when he put that visor on that he wanted to be on the field again. So I think a lot of people thought that as well. So for those of us that will never be a head coach in the NFL or any other sport, when you went back into the big chair again, tell us, like, what are the first things that you had to do?
Well, number one, you can't do everything at once. You have to take things one step at a time. And I have to hire the best coaching staff possible, Mike. Before I do anything, I have to go out and interview as many people that are interested in the Raiders as possible. And I really feel great about the staff that we have put together here. Before you start talking about plays or talking about the draft or personnel or drills you're going to run or how you're going to run training camp, you got to hire a great staff. I think you win with people, and we are really excited about the group we have assembled here, and it's going to give us a chance now to move into the next phase, which is putting in our offense, putting in our defense, getting ready for the offseason program, getting ready for the draft, but we're off to a really good start.
Well, you certainly are, and you've got maybe two of the most important positions filled already, your offensive and defensive coordinators. But, you know, John, whenever I talk to coaches, and especially some that I've had to work with, whether it was you or Herm or Eric Mangini when he was here, when you're a coach, it just becomes part of your DNA. I mean, when I was working with Eric, he was talking about how great it was and the lifestyle, and he was there to put his kids to bed at night. And then he said he went to a coaching seminar somewhere and did some stuff, and he put the clicker in his hand, and he felt like it was his missing finger that had been gone from that hand for a while. Can you explain to people what it is about once you become a coach? How much it's part of your makeup, your literal physical and mental makeup of a person?
Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of teachers out there, elementary teachers, high school teachers, college professors that feel the same way. I think coaching is teaching. Coaching and, you know, building relationship with your team, helping your players be as good as they can possibly be. My mom was a great elementary teacher. It's in our genes. My dad was a coach. You just like being part of a football team or part of an organization that's after one common cause, and that's to win. And I just feel an urgency to try to give back to the Raiders. They were a team that gave me my start, and I want to do everything I can to help this football team and every individual player have a great experience and hopefully win a championship.
And a couple about the Raiders. I mean, in all honesty, you were a little shocked and surprised. Your time ended in Oakland, correct, when you got traded to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I would put it mildly, Mike. Yeah, I got that call at 3 o'clock in the morning and was traded, and I wasn't looking to leave. I had 4 years here that were really exciting. I was raised by the people in the Black Hole, raised by a lot of people in Oakland. This organization, I think, really fueled my passion to be a coach. We've got 2 years left to play in Oakland, and it's going to be a very emotional time because the team is moving, as you know, to Las Vegas. And I had my third son here in Oakland, and I want to do everything I can to give these fans here in this city something to remember.
Little pro tip there. Just remind us one more time that the 3 o'clock phone call is never good. No matter when the phone rings at 3, it's usually never a good idea. And that's when you found out you were traded. Wow.
So, and then what about the actual Raiders, the Black Hole, the Raider family? You know, when your introductory press conference, which was pretty darn cool, all the former players there, the greats there, and I said the Raiders do such a great job of bringing some of the former players back to work for the organization, or the family unit that they show, and the camaraderie and the backing. Just, you know, for a minute here, give it up to the Raider Nation and Raider family and what they've meant to the NFL.
Well, no doubt. No doubt it starts with Al Davis, who was a Hall of Fame owner. He had an incredible vision for this franchise. And his son, Mark Davis, has taken it, taken over the torch, and he has continued that with tremendous, I think, value on the tradition of this organization. And he continues to preach, and I believe it, that the greatness of this franchise is in the future. But, you know, I want to include these legendary players, these Raider alumni. I want them to be a part of this organization. I remember when I was here before, I called my dad after a game, Mike. I said, "Hey, Dad, Jim Plunkett and Ted Hendricks and Jack Tatum were on our sideline today." Cliff Branch, I saw Cliff Branch and Bo Jackson would come into meetings, and I got to meet Marcus Allen. Howie Long was here. You know, Willie Brown and Fred Biletnikoff were on my coaching staff. If you don't get excited about that, you don't like football.
No, that's very cool, and there are very few teams that have the pantheon of legendary players that could match up with the ones that the Raiders could trot out there. John Gruden with us, the new head coach, second time around with the Oakland Raiders. John, most teams don't make a change in head coach unless things didn't go well. And clearly that was the case for the Raiders this year after a 12-4 season in 2016, 6-10 this year. They missed the postseason. So what needs to change right away? What's the one thing that was the glaring weakness that you think needs to get better in 2018 for the Raiders to get back into the postseason chase?
Well, I think continuity. I think we have to have continuity. That's the number one thing I'm trying to create here. We have had different coordinators on offense. We've had different coordinators on defense. I think I'm the 10th head coach in the last, 15 years. We have not had a lot of continuity. We've had, I think, one winning season in the last 15 seasons. So I think we've got to get a system of football, a common ground of operation here that our players can develop under and our scouts can draft into. Just too much change on offense. We've had different defensive coordinators, different offensive coordinators, different snap counts. It's tough to develop any kind of success. So I think continuity is the number one thing. I think with this coaching staff that we have brought in here, hopefully will allow us to do and build on.
So, John, you've been the head coach of the Raiders for about 10 days now. Can you tell us the number of hours you've already had watching film?
Yeah,
it's been a lot. You know, Mike, it's you can tell I'm already worn out. I'm wondering, I woke up in the middle of the night in my hotel. I wondered where I was. I'm still in a blur. But we have a lot to do. We're very excited about the coaching staff. Now it's a matter of what are we going to call this formation? What are we going to call this protection? How are we going to get the left tackle to block down? We got to go through every nuance of football from the very beginning, and I am having a blast.
Well, wow. Just call everything Spider-2-Y banana and you'll go.
You'll see the fullback in the flat at some point, Trey.
Come on, that's just like Omaha. It means everything. That meant everything to Peyton. It means everything to you. Well, and having spent time with John preparing for the draft, nobody does film better than John. John, we appreciate you being with us. It was a delight to have you on the show today. I really enjoyed our time together on the draft. We'll miss you on the draft this year, but maybe we'll get you for a satellite interview one of the 3 days. Is that fair?
Let's hope so. And you guys are always welcome. Come and visit, man.
Thanks, Coach. John, we appreciate it. Take care.
All right, guys.